Okay, so this is the Wood Green Evangelical Church in Worcester, and their evangelical pastors have banned me. So I'm gonna. They refuse to answer emails. So we're gonna see if they're gonna evict me.
Outside.
Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I am, and you're recording me, are you?
Yes, come outside.
Yes, you turn that off, please.
No, I won't. I won't turn this off. Did you receive my email?
Can I record as well?
Yes, you may.
That'd be great.
Look at that. Here we go.
Who are you, by the way?
Oh, I am Pastor Andy.
Pastor Andy.
Yeah.
And who are you?
James.
And who are you?
My name is Torsten Manson.
Yes.
Did you receive my emails?
We have received all your emails,
right.
Yes.
And you didn't reply. You didn't give me a reason.
I did reply.
Okay. And what did you say?
Well, you've had the emails, so you know what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you receive the questions?
I have received the questions.
Okay. Yeah. And you didn't answer them, did you?
Well, I have answered them in the original email.
Oh, in the original email. And what did you write in the original email?
Yeah. We're not going to have this discussion because okay. You're recording me and that's not... That's not...
Oh, okay,
your motives aren't pure.
Well, I thought your Pastor Andy here, he's standing next to you, he's recording.
He's recording because you're recording,
right,
my friend.
So there's double evidence. Now, see, my God is omniscient. He knows all your lies. He knows every thought you have in your head. Okay? Now I'm just collecting this evidence for the researcher later on. We'll just, look at, people like you.
Okay.
So what's the reason why you have evicted me?
We've put that in the email, Torsten. You know what the reason is.
Ah, right, okay. So what's impure mode? Okay, now you're twitching. Okay, so a bit of a demon there. Yeah, your eye, I see it. Yeah. Okay, so are you under a lot of pressure? Because your eye
not
is
at all, my friend,
okay.
No.
Does your eye usually twitch like that? Or is that a demon?
Okay, look, this isn't a helpful conversation, is
right,
it?
Right, okay. Well, how about if you just give me the answers? What are these
we've sent
impure,
you a very
motives?
Clear email.
So, Torsten, right, yeah. Can I ask you?
No,
friend?
I'm talking to Richard right now.
Well, no, that's pretty rude,
well,
actually.
Yeah.
That is pretty rude.
All right, does his eye usually twitch like that?
Well, are you always this aggressive?
Ah, aggressive, okay. You mean I'm asking very precise questions, which you refuse to answer.
Can I ask Torsten, how do you afford to go all around the world?
So why?
And why are there so many people who...
Why do so many
churches exclude you from their...
Why you have evicted me from
You're
church?
Being asked a question by my friends here.
You see, I'm asking you a question.
And I've answered the questions in the email
right.
I sent you.
What did you tell me right now?
Well, I've answered those questions. We've asked you questions.
Can I ask you a question?
What's the impure motive that you're
funny.
Talking about?
I've answered that in the question in the email we sent you.
Oh, yeah, I haven't. But you actually haven't, because I sent you several... you're laughing, okay? And your eye stopped twitching now. You're feeling more relaxed, all right? Okay. Well, the demon has stopped...
is that what you think is going on, Torsten? You think I'm...
Well, obviously, when you don't care about the Bible...
Well,
you don't care about truth.
We do care about the Bible. Yeah, we do.
And
if you were to listen to any of our sermons online, you'd see that.
Ah, right. Okay. So why have you evicted me?
I've put that in the email. You're very aware of why that's the case.
Okay. Impure motives?
And we haven't evicted you.
Okay. You just did. You just asked me. You just said, come with me outside. You just did.
Yeah, as we've said in the email, you're not welcome here because your motives are not pure.
Okay.
And you're demonstrating that very clearly
what's the impure motive? What's the impure motive?
We've explained that in the email.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So marriage, is that impure motive?
We've explained everything that you need to know in the email
that
we sent
you. Oh, that I need to know. You
yeah.
see, I asked
Maybe you
I
could
might...
answer some of our questions.
No,
that's
no,
all
so
because
why have so many churches? How about you answer my question?
How many churches have you actually been banned from, Torsten?
You are the lead pastor of this
Yes, how many churches have you been banned from, Torsten? For
so why,
this kind of
why
behavior.
Don't you give a reason, as the Bible says, you must give a reason.
And we have in the email I sent you.
Okay.
Perhaps you could explain why you have been banned from so many churches across the world.
Is marriage an impure motive? Now your eyes are twitching. You know.
Yes, it is. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Yeah. Well, the demon shivers too when he's confronted with the truth.
Right. Is that what you think is going on? Do you believe you're the voice of truth, Thorsten?
Well, on this particular issue, I do stand on truth.
And is that why you've been banned from multiple churches around the world?
Why have you banned me?
And also countries. Yeah. There are countries that don't allow you.
Can you explain why?
We're talking about you, Richard Lacey, and Wood Green Evangelical Church in Worcester. Why have you banned me?
Well, I've explained that in the email that we sent you.
Oh, in the email, okay. What is marriage an impure motive? Now you're twitching again.
No, well, look, we have a duty of care to our single women.
Is marriage an impure motive?
Of course it isn't, but that's not what you're interested in, Thorsten, okay, as is evident from your website, where you slander churches that don't give you exactly what you want.
And my friend,
we're not prepared to do that. We have a duty of care as shepherds of the flock here to the single women to protect them from people like you.
Okay, what type of person
who slander God's church around the world, who have been banned from churches around the world. We're not on our own in this position, are we? Mm-hmm. Are we, Thorsten? There are churches around the world
exactly
who have done
like
this.
Exactly like you that care nothing about truth, that care nothing
so
about
So you
fact.
Are the sole arbiter of truth.
Well, how about if you just answer the questions? What exactly are you accusing me of?
We put exactly what our issue is
in the
email we sent you.
You're impure.
You are targeting single women, and that is something that we are not prepared to tolerate.
Target. What do you mean target?
One look at your website shows that in every church you've been to, you are asking about whether there are single women that you can meet. That's true, isn't it?
Is there something wrong with that?
Is that true? Is that what you've been doing?
Is there something wrong with that?
Well, answer the question, Thorsten. You've fired lots of me.
Is fellowship something impure?
That's not what you're asking for, is it? It's not fellowship.
Oh, isn't it? Okay, but
that's you've said it's marriage.
Those are my exact words, fellowship.
Yeah. So you want to be introduced to single women. That's true, isn't
introduced?
It?
Introduced? Who's talking about introduced? Have I ever said the word introduced?
Well, in the emails that you've sent, that's what you've made very clear that's what you're looking for.
That's a blatant lie. That's a fantasy in your head. Introduced. I've never in my life asked to be introduced.
You've never asked to be part of a singles network?
I've asked for fellowship.
So there's a difference between being introduced and fellowship?
Oh, is there not? I think everybody with a clear mind would understand there's a distinction between introduction and fellowship.
We have a duty of care.
Did you notice the word
and
also?
And you're not welcome, Thorsten. We've made that very clear in the emails we've sent you because your motives are not pure.
Motives are not pure.
We've made that very clear. Okay. And so that's really the end of the conversation.
End of the conversation, yeah. That's just a typical you because you don't want to discuss with an intellectual credibility. You don't want to discuss with a biblical authority.
You have already labelled me and us as a church as a devilish church. You've made it very clear what your position is regarding us.
You were given ample opportunity to answer questions. You refused to. And that is typical of Satan, to refuse to discuss the Bible, to refuse to give a reason. And so have you. Well, refused to give a reason. That is reality-based.
Well, if you read the email, you'll see very clearly what the reason is, Thorsten. I don't really see any purpose in continuing this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We will pray for you, my friend, because you are clearly deluded about the truth. Oh. And we would want your eyes to be opened, because that's what our heart is here.
So, in that case, please explain my delusion. What is my delusion?
I have explained very clearly that in the email we sent you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My friend, it's really no point in carrying on.
You call me your friend. Your friend that you evicted from your so-called church. Am I your friend?
I would like to consider you as a friend, but it's clear from your demeanour and your line of questioning that's not how you see yourself.
So you just evicted me from your church and refused to give reason.
We've made it very clear why we don't wish you to be part of the congregation this morning.
Right.
Your motives are impure.
Your motives are impure. So marriage is something impure?
I think we've been here, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think we've finished the conversation.
The conversation's over, Thorsten.
Yeah.
So what if I walk inside now, what will you do?
We're not going to let you do that.
Okay. How are you not going to let me do that?
Well, Thorsten, it's the end of the conversation. I'm not going to actually answer you anymore now. We've been round and round this conversation, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that you are trying to entrap us, slander. I'm sure this will be on the website.
Of course,
and you'll be slandering us.
Yeah.
Your motives aren't pure, my friend,
are
they?
Not pure. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So you were given ample opportunity.
And I'm not
going to
answer
yourself.
Any more questions.
That's typical of Satan. I'm not going to answer any more questions. I'm not going to be precise. I don't care about facts. I don't care about evidence. It's just your imagination and your devilish motive to persecute the Christians. Power and money, that's what you are about. Take away your wage, you would find a different job.
It's So how do you, anyway, come on, Torsten, let's finish this conversation.
So if I walk inside now, what are you going to do, Richard?
I'm sorry?
If I walk inside now, what are you going to do, Richard?
Oh, we've told you you're not welcome.
Okay, and what if I do? What if I walk inside now, what are you going to do?
Come on, Torsten. Torsten, come on.
Excuse me, take your hands off of me.
Well, look, my friend, look, we've made it clear you're not welcome.
I don't appreciate that you physically assault me.
Okay, do we need to video this, that I just touched you?
Yeah, I think that might be useful.
Can we video this so that
So can I walk inside now?
No,
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 we can't.
Why not?
Because we don't, you know why.
Okay.
Do we need to call the police?
Yeah, please do.
No, we're not going to call the police.
Call the police. Make it official.
Torsten, really? Is this... I can't believe you're doing this.
Yeah, well, I can't believe you're doing this.
You just like an argument, don't you?
No, you're just like Satan.
So can I ask, how do you afford to go around the world?
How can you call yourself a Christian and persecute the Christians?
Look at that. I don't think this is persecution. This is actually protecting the flock.
We've
been very clear.
Protecting from what?
I'm sorry, Torsten, I'm not going into this either.
Okay. From a monster? You're protecting your so-called church from a monster? And I'm the monster, is it?
You can call yourself what you like.
Ah, right.
We're not going to say anything about that.
Okay. Protect the flock from the Christians.
Well, from wolves. We're happy to protect them from wolves.
Okay, so I'm the wolf.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the way you're behaving is pretty... I mean, actually, it is actually pretty demonic what you write about faithful churches that love Jesus, want to share him with other people. You are dangerous, my friend. Mm. You are a dangerous, dangerous man.
Now I see your pupils dilated as you...
Yeah,
as you, yeah,
yeah, yeah, because you, actually you I can see clearly who you are.
Yeah, because you're filled with rage right now, weren't you?
Well, look, I'm angry. I'm angry with the fact that you are... You're in trouble. Like, you're in trouble. And the way you are talking about faithful Christian people...
Mm. I've seen that with Muslims as well. Their pupils dilate.
Mm. I'm like a Muslim.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh. You're worse.
Oh, good.
Oh. Muslims have respect for the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You don't care about the Bible. You say you're a Christian, and you don't care about the Bible. You don't care about evidence. You don't care about truth.
So, look, seriously, how do you afford to go all around the world?
How can you live
you're just, honestly, this is unbelievable. How can you afford to go all around the world?
How about if you answer my question?
Well, I'm not going to answer your question until you've answered my question.
Why are you evicting an innocent person?
What
are you accusing me of? What am I guilty of?
How do you afford to go and do this?
What am I guilty of? What are you accusing me of?
Specific.
Be specific.
No.
What are you accusing me of? Yeah, you're thinking.
No, I'm not thinking. I've given up. So, I mean, can we... Honestly, my friend, let's go off.
Why do you call me your friend?
Well, okay, that's the wrong thing. You're not my enemy.
You just called me a wolf.
Well, I think, okay, maybe you are a wolf, but...
a demonic wolf, that's what you said.
No, I didn't know I used the word demonic.
Well, yeah, you did.
Well, actually, I think some of the stuff you write about churches is wrong. Mm-hmm. It's utterly wrong.
Or is it just the truth? That's just the naked truth, isn't it?
Maybe in your mind, it might be.
Based on facts, based on evidence, I speak. What you are doing is satanic.
So how did God tell? Well, I don't. How did it all start for you, Torsten? How did it all start?
Specific,
how did all this start?
What is your specific accusation?
Well, I'm not accusing. I'm just asking a question. Where did this start for you?
Yeah, where does this start from? For Wood Green Church?
Well, look, no.
You
I'm
asked.
Just.
How did you become a Christian? You tell us.
That's a good question. How did you become a Christian?
The good question is...
How did you become a Christian?
Why have you today evicted me from your church?
No, don't ask that question again, because it's a stupid question.
Oh, it's
you
a stupid
tell
question.
Us. You tell us how you became a Christian. That's what we want to know.
Ah, that's all you want to know.
If you want fellowship, tell us how you became a Christian.
Ah, right, okay, yeah. But you just called me
called you anything.
Right, okay.
You tell us.
Yeah. So how about if you tell me... What is your specific accusation against me?
We're not accusing you of anything.
Okay, so then I can walk inside. Right,
you can't walk inside.
Okay, and now you're physically assaulting me again.
Well, if you think that's physical assault...
Well, you are.
Okay.
You should call the police. They are the ones who do the physical assault, if necessary.
Okay.
And they will give me a judicial order to leave the premises. Do you understand that? You are not in the position to physically assault me.
I haven't physically assaulted you. There's a lot of witnesses here to prove that.
So I can walk inside?
No, you can't
walk
inside.
Then why don't you call the police then?
We've made it clear. You're not welcome.
Oh, that's abandoned clear. What is not clear is your motive.
Well, no, but look, so what? Why are you starting this? Why are you doing this?
Why are you evicting an innocent person? Why do you call yourself Christian and persecute the Christians?
I think no more words.
What is your specific accusation against me, Torsten Lansen? What is your accusation? What is your reason for persecuting an innocent Christian? Okay, Richard, you're standing right behind. So why don't you come and join these silent
fellows? No, it's fine.
Because
it's fine.
They've turned silent. And so why don't you give a specific reason for your eviction? Yeah, you stand silent. All of you stand silent. How are you going to answer God? My God and my Savior, Jesus Christ, you're going to stand before him and you're going to say, what did you do to that person, Torsten Lansen? He was my brother. What are you going to say? He is my God and you are persecuting his child. What are you going to say, Richard Assey?
What I want to say when you filled the
hall. In shame, unless you repent, you'll say, depart from me, I don't know you. And you're going to say, well, did I not lead this congregation, the Wood Green Church? And God will probably say, unless you repent, go away from me, I never knew you. Do you understand how serious it is? Unless you repent, acknowledge your sin and repent, you will go to hell, Pastor Richard Lacey. Bow your head, you don't even look me in the eye. And you put on this nervous smile.
Well,
what?
I think it's time to go, isn't it?
Yeah. How about it's the time you repent?
Do you know what? I've got a lot of sins to repent of.
Mm-hmm. How about this one?
Well, I think this is actually me doing my job.
Your job. Yeah. Who are you serving?
Sorry, Torsten, it really is over, mate. Mm. You need to move on.
A duty? Who are you serving? Are you serving God? No, you're not. You're serving Satan. You put on that nervous smile again.
I just think you've got a lot to answer for, mate. When you meet Jesus, you're going to have a lot to answer for.
Mm. Oh, you're reversing, right?
Well, you have. It's sad. And I kind of feel sad for you that you've got yourself into... You've got yourself into this mental anguish that means you're not in a good place. I genuinely feel sorry for you.
Oh, I'm in a good place because I'm in a relationship with my Father, my Heavenly Father. But you're not. Because you're persecuting his child.
See, this is exactly why we cannot let you in here.
Okay. And what's that? This is exactly because I'm God's child?
No, it's just because you're dangerous. What you're saying is utterly dangerous.
Dangerous. What's the dangerous part?
Well, I think you're calling true believers. Yeah, I could not in good conscience allow you anywhere near our people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry, look. Torsten, we've got God's work to do here. You really are wasting our time now.
Mm-hmm. Don't walk inside that door. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You refuse to give a specific accusation because you have none. You refuse further communication because you have nothing to say. You know you're a liar and you refuse to repent of being a liar. So why don't you make your eviction official, call the authorities? They have the authority to ask me to leave. They can issue a restriction order. You're not allowed to come within, 100 meters of these premises. Why don't you do that? I mean, you know this is going to go public anyway. I'm going to send a copy to the Worcester paper.
You're always switching now.
Right. See, reversing. Oh, he said that, so you're going to reverse it. Yeah. You have quite dull eyes. You're not so smart. Anyways, so if I walk in that door, Mr. Lacey, you're the one who wrote it? On behalf of the elders? Right. What are you going to do? Question is at you. The Bible is not so interesting for you, is it? Because you don't adhere to it. You make up false accusations against an innocent person and you refuse to repent of them. Like a child, just eye evasion, looking at one spot. It's like you're a little kid. You want to look me in the eyes, Mr. Lacey?
Yeah.
Mr. Richard Lacey, you want to look me in the eyes? I'm going to look at your feet. What's your specific accusation against me, Mr. Lacey? Yeah, you're feeling uncomfortable. Your smile shows it.
Well, we're good to see you. Yeah, it's a lot of antics.
Wasn't horrible weather.
So, Mr. Lacey, tell me about your specific accusation against me. What sin or wrongdoing have I done in any church on earth? Yeah, you just keep looking down.
Have you got any mints, James?
Thank you.
Do you need a lift home, Torsten?
Excuse me?
Do you need a lift home?
I don't need a lift home.
Okay.
No, no. Do you need to repent? Yeah, you do. You need to repent.
I mean, I know you're important.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
Where do I live? Okay. What's your specific accusation against an innocent Christian?
What do you do for a living? What's your job, Torsten?
That's a good question. What's your job?
Oh, good question. Okay.
You won't answer.
How about a really good question? What's your specific accusation?
Tell us how you became a Christian. Come on. You won't get anywhere unless you tell us that.
Okay.
Tell us how you became a Christian.
You won't get anywhere, right? Okay. Yeah. Okay. The demonic wolf. Yeah. Or you won't get anywhere. Right. Yeah.
You can call yourself what you like. Yeah. Tell me how you became a Christian.
Okay. Look. Come on. Let's just move on. Let's move on. If you want to go to Costa Coffee, I'll pay for you to have a coffee.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
How twisted.
I don't know.
That is so twisted.
Well, no, I'll pay for, I'm not saying I'll have a coffee with you, but I'll pay for, if you want to go, we'll take you away.
I had a beautiful coffee this morning.
Did you? Where was that?
Where was that? Yeah, I'm sure you want to know. you're smiling like little children.
It's quite funny. In a sort of really, really sad way.
Yeah, you guys are so tragic.
Yeah.
It's fine. If you want to go in, it's your right.
That's okay.
So, why don't you just set the record straight? You're standing, just 3 decimeters away from me. Why don't you talk to me and tell me what is your specific accusation?
I think we've done that, Torsten.
Right, okay, yeah. Impure motives. Impure marriage is impure.
Almost there. How many weeks?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it? Is it? No, come on.
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Oh, boy.
Hi, Peter.
Do you know why there are fewer Christians in Britain today? Because of people like you. They see the TV preachers and they see how evil you behave. So people reject God and people go to hell because of you.
I can't
play. It goes up, bits of Worcester.
100-mile cycle. Is it? Have you done it? No.
Okay.
No, we're looking at videos for photos. In America, it's a craze.
Are you serious?
So it's basically obviously women who are figures there.
Yeah. Power. Yeah. Well, what are you accusing me of? What's your accusation?
Wow.
Secret island?
Yeah, that is.
Accusations?
Don't do that. It's not the time.
Only you know it?
No, it's not.
Someone else knows it?
We've done this, Torsten.
We've done this.
Hey, Becky.
You call yourself an intelligent person, Torsten? Because you keep answering the same question. Get the message.
I know it's all relative. Everything's relative. Hello, Vera.
You're exciting! But it didn't happen for long. Okay.
Morning, Peter. How are you?
Okay.
Morning.
You're protecting the flock, right? That's what you said. From people like me.
We've done this, Torsten.
Oh, we've done this, yeah. And why did you give me a specific reason?
We've been there, Torsten.
Oh, we've been there.
Hi, Matina.
Hiya.
Are you going to answer my email that I sent you? You said you received it. Are you going to answer those questions? See, there was a Bible verse that says the procedure for banishment or excommunication. You must have a specific reason, and you have none. And that is why you are silent, because you have nothing.
We're silent because we've done this, Torsten.
We've done this.
Hi, Dan. Hello, Kerry.
How arrogant. How arrogant.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, Thomas.
So we're standing there.
Hi, Nick.
What's your accusation?
Oh, yeah, good, thanks.
What's your accusation?
Hi, Paula.
What's your accusation?
Yeah, that's it. It was, do you know what? It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it creates
do you have any facts? Have any evidence? Excuse me, you're an elder, right? You over there. Yeah. You're an elder, right?
No, that's fine. Torsten, no one else has been involved in this.
I know you're an elder because I've seen your photo. So what's your specific accusation against the innocent person, Torsten?
Can I just say, if you still listen to this recording, you're doing really well. You're doing really well. You're really hardcore.
This is good. If you've read through this whole email.
I must have some serious battery life on that phone.
Oh, dear.
Is this like the signal alarm?
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to take...
Well done, anyway. Good to see you.
All right.
Has anyone got a mint? No, it's from, I know, well...
Yeah, I can see your insecure smile. And if I were you, I would feel very insecure.
Mm. My turn, though.
Weight of church history behind you, James. I would feel insecure if I was in your position as well. That was sarcasm, by the way.
Thankfully,
how many churches are there? Hundreds of churches that banned this
judge.
Guy?
You're not the person who judges me on that.
Yeah.
You must have a lot of time on your hands. What do you do for a living?
What's your specific accusation against me?
No, I asked you a question. What's your job?
Satan, what do you accuse me of?
You're trying to wind me up.
Excuse me? Mind if I take a photograph of you?
You can get off the website.
All right, mind if I take one right now?
It's fine. Yeah. It's actually, we can have a selfie. Can I have a selfie with you? Here we go. Let's have a selfie.
I don't think that's appropriate to take photographs.